Everybody, how y'all doing out there today? Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all enjoying y'all day to day, man. Hope y'all staying blessed, your eyes open, head on the swivel, and understand, you know, that wisdom is always with us. You know what I'm saying? But the rock, the Holy Spirit is always with us. Father God, Yahweh is always with us. That's why we walk with the force behind us to help us through all things that we go through, because we got to understand that, you know, the way this life's set up. You know what I'm saying? People's mindset ain't right when it comes to life itself. You know what I'm saying? So when we look at things, we gotta look at things from the way that God look at things, and not from the way that we wanna look at things ourselves, because we could be an error, you know what I'm saying, in certain situations. But at the same time, you know, we gotta pay attention to what our Father Yahweh doing, you know what I'm saying, in our lives and within in the world, because if we, you know what I'm saying, don't stay focused on him to see what he's trying to do for our life, to make changes in our life, to make us become better children of him, then we'll miss the blessings that he has for us. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it come with, you know, him taking people out of our life, you know, in order to better us, to give us strength, and to make us understand that he is all that we really got. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So, because this is scripture in the Bible. I think I read it before on the podcast, where he was saying that he's seen us in blood, and you know, he told us to live, you know. So when he seen us covered in blood, he told us to live. He was saying that basically it was no one there to I would say, like, it wasn't actually this word, but I would say, like, nurture us, like someone to actually take care of us, to actually you know, provide us with what we need, you know what I'm saying? Far as in, like, with coming to him, because it was no one there to actually show us that, you know, but he put someone there, you know what I'm saying, to provide what you need, you know what I'm saying, to help you understand him better, to understand life better, to understand life decisions, you know, the way you're supposed to live, to put you on the right path, you know what I'm saying. It was God that saved us and not we ourselves, you know what I'm saying, just like it's God who made us and not we ourselves. So we must understand that if God is trying to do things in our life, sometimes people who's close to us can't ride with us. They can't come with us. You know, some people got to be left behind. You know what I'm saying? And that's the forsaken period in your life where you got to forsake everybody anyways. You know what I'm saying? Just to get to the levels that God's trying to take you to. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it has to be a shift in your mind. It has to be a shift in your mind from meditating on his word to, so you can understand this, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, to someone who's new in God, or to someone who's still learning, this may sound brutal or harsh to you to have to understand that you may have to lose, you know what I'm saying, your spouse, your children, your family members, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, whatever it is. It may be harsh to you to hear that. You may be thinking that, you know, what I'm talking about. But if you go into the scriptures and you'll see that God say to forsake everything, including yourself. So if you got to forsake yourself, you must forsake everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like the word say, because it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you independent, not to depend on others for anything. Anybody that was a crutch to you, that you was trying to, you know what I'm saying, use or utilize in certain situations for your life, you know what I'm saying, so you won't have to deal with the consequences, so you won't have to deal with, you know what I'm saying, being under pressure, dealing with any fear that you didn't want to deal with. You would utilize someone to replace, to get in that place, you know what I'm saying, to help you out. But God say, no, you don't need that. You need me. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you the strength in that spot that you was weak at. Let me show you the way. Let me guide you. You know what I'm saying? And the situation, because a lot of people run from the things that they fear, and they use other people, you know what I'm saying, as a tool to get through what they want to get through. But that ain't the situation. That's not how you're supposed to move in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So that forsaken period, that forsaken time that we have to continue to use, you know what I'm saying, for internal, That's why strength is at, you know what I'm saying? Because God put you on the island by yourself so you can understand and see that it was him the whole time and not the ones that you thought it was. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't you. It wasn't nobody else who you thought it was. It was always God holding you up with his mercy and grace upon you. You know what I'm saying? Helping you through your situation, even though you were sinning, even though, you know, you started your walk, but you wasn't fully in, even though you started your walk and you didn't know that it was God. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to understand that it's him and only him that that did all things and do all things for us in our life and around us. You know what I'm saying? So it's that intimacy with knowing him, understanding him, so that he can utilize you. You know what I'm saying? He allow you to forsake everybody, so you can gain strength. You know what I'm saying? Gain wisdom, knowledge, because he's gonna show you the God that he's gonna show you the God that he really is. You know what I'm saying? So everyone can see him through you, because he's gonna utilize you in the flesh to honor and respect and give him glory, right? So when you understand that, you know, your mind should change into wisdom, you know what I'm saying, to divine intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Once you gain that, you know what I'm saying, your life is not the same no more, because it's like you're gonna start seeing different situations in your life where you would have called somebody for help, or you would have had that help, or you would have been able to talk to somebody, you know what I'm saying? And maybe it just give you that comfort for that time, or maybe it just give you you know, that little help, that little patch up help, you know what I'm saying, for that time. But God is the one that's gonna show you, like, no, you ain't getting out of this until I want you to get out of this, and then I'm gonna show you how to get out of this, so that then you will see that you won't have to depend on man, because when you depend on man, I believe in man, it become a curse upon you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're supposed to believe on me. So once God show you that time and time again, your faith builds up, because all this builds your faith up in God. All this show you that, man, all I really need is God. I really don't need other people. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you still supposed to have love for other people and help other people, even though you're not dependable on other people. You know what I'm saying? Because God made you independent. So you're still supposed to embrace the fact that you're supposed to have love and mercy upon those, just like God did the same for you. You're supposed to do the same for people. And you start to understand that you're supposed to be in the image of God and walk with God. And you're supposed to understand that this life ain't what you thought it was. And people, and certain people who was in your life, you're going to see that they're not who you thought they was. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a big shift. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to be walking alone for a while, if God wants to, you know, build you up in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? For me, that was my situation. I was walking alone. Only person I had with me was my wife. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just how it go. You may lose everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody that started with you might not finish with you. You know what I'm saying? They might not be back to come back around or whatever the situation is. But, you know, that's just how it goes. So once you understand, you know what I'm saying, to forsake people, you know what I'm saying, so that they can't hold you, you know what I'm saying, I ping you to nothing, or have this grip on you to anything, because that's what man want. A majority of them have a wicked mind to where they want you attached to them so that they can utilize you as a tool, you know what I'm saying. And sometimes before you came to God, you was utilizing other people as a tool, you know what I'm saying, to get what you want. So that's how men think with their own imaginations. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we here to cast out man wicked imaginations, because any imagination that's outside of the laws of our Father, Father Yahweh, you know what I'm saying, is abomination to him. So we have to take charge and put the laws in place, just like our Father took charge and put the laws in place, because we are the image of him. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you grasp that in your mind, you like, wow, like, man, that's what I've been thinking about, or that's what I've been missing, you know what I'm saying, or that's what I've been looking for, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying. And then you're gonna be on your walk with God, you know what I'm saying, your faith gonna be strong, you're gonna believe in God way more than you ever did before, because once you realize God is all you got, it's like, man, I really got to get closer to God. I really got to get intimacy with God. I really got to understand him. I got to see my purpose. You know what I'm saying? I got to see what he want me to do. I got to understand the gifts that he gave me. I got to understand how to communicate with God, how I'm going to hear from God. All these things come to play, because it's like you was doing all these other things. You was doing all the things that I just spoke about. You was doing that with other individual people. You know what I'm saying? For whatever situation it was for you that benefited you, you know what I'm saying? Just like they do it to you to benefit them. But now it's going to be with God, and you're going to do that with God so it can benefit you, and also that it can benefit God also, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, because you're going to understand that you have to give him honor and glory for everything. So yeah, man, I just wanted to drop that knowledge on y'all, real quick, and just, bless y'all, you know what I'm saying, with the word, bless y'all with some knowledge, bless y'all with some wisdom, some understanding of things that you may have questions on, some understanding of things that, you may not knew. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that gave you the boost that you needed. Maybe that gave you the encouragement that you needed. You know what I'm saying? The inspiration that you needed. Or maybe that gave you the answer that you needed, But at the end of the day, if you're there or not there or on your way there, must understand that we all have to forsake ourselves, forsake everybody in our life, everything in our life, material things, everything for God, you know what I'm saying, in order to get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't see this part, man, but this part is very detrimental to our life because this is what's gonna make us. This is what's gonna show God like that you're really for Him and that you really ride for Him in His kingdom. And you got the armor of God on you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that you got to pass the test, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to pass the test. You want God to bless you. You want God to help you. You want God to be in your life. You want to do all these things for the kingdom of God, you got to pass this test, you know what I'm saying, to get to the next level where God want to take you because God already made your way. He already paved the way for us. You know what I'm saying? We just got to walk in it. And the only way to walk in it is to walk in the laws and be true to God and be true to ourselves and be true to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And be real and honest so that then, you know what I'm saying, you won't perish for lack of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? They won't perish for lack of knowledge. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing for everybody. It's a blessing for God. It's a blessing for ourselves. It's a blessing for other people. Even though they may not understand at the time, it don't matter. It's what it is, and they're gonna have to do it too. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So I love y'all, man. Hope y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. Shalom.